Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I had this realization lately that it's been a while since I have interviewed any of my Missing Link members or one-on-one clients. And one question that I am asked frequently is, what can someone expect physically and mentally, emotionally, after going through any of my programs or courses like The Missing Link? And every now and then I have podcast episodes where I interview someone and you can hear from themselves directly what types of improvements they've seen, but it's been a while. And so instead of hearing it from me and hearing what's possible, I wanted you to hear it from one of my more recent clients that I have had the honor of working one-on-one with. Jennifer is a Missing Link member and she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And around 2020 or so is when she started noticing more symptoms and worsening in her walking and her daily activities. And overall, things were just getting a little bit harder. Her walking was looking funny. She was swinging her hip around. People were noticing. She was getting more self-conscious, more fear of falling. And she talks to us about her journey and her symptoms, but also the transitions that she's made and how, through working with me and inside my online MS wellness program, The Missing Link, she's been able to feel more confident than ever in her walking after years of struggling with walking. And we were actually only working together for just 3 months. And so I think you'll find her story and her journey and her symptoms that are now leading to improvements really motivating. The big question is, how does someone with MS actually improve their mobility, strength, energy, independence? The list goes on. My name is Dr. Gretchen Hawley, physical therapist and multiple sclerosis specialist. Welcome to the Missing Link podcast. Tune in as I share the top strategies and exercises to help you gain control over your life with MS using research-driven insights and advice from top industry experts. Whether you're newly diagnosed or have had MS for over 30 years, whether you have relapsing MS or progressive MS, this podcast is for you. You're sure to feel empowered and inspired after each episode. Ready? Let's dive in. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Gretchen. I'm really happy to be here.
Of course. I'm so excited for people to hear your story. I think your story is really exciting, if that's the right word to use, and motivating. I think that a lot of people will be able to see themselves in your story. So I'm excited for you to just share that and share what you've gone through and where you are now. But before we dive into that, is it okay if I ask you a question from my interview deck?
I have been looking forward to it.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm just going to shuffle. I'm not looking. Your question is, what is something you love that is vintage?
That's an interesting question. I have a lot of family heirlooms in my house and I love all of them. I have a hanging behind me in this recording is some engineering design drawings that my grandfather made almost 100 years ago. So I have a lot of, of fun vintage things in my life and I love all of them.
Oh, that's really cool. Off the top of my head, I don't know that I own anything vintage, but I love that. Yeah, I can see the drawing. What did he do that he had all those drawings?
He was an engineer, but this was from when he was in school.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, some people in my family might argue that I have an unhealthy relationship with keeping vintage things, but I like it. So.
You know, my dad has stuff from when I was in like kindergarten and like all those, you know, things that you do and it's the first time you've painted something. He keeps all that stuff. So that could be vintage, but not as cool. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's really fun. So let's go ahead and dive in. So my first question is basically, can you catch us up to speed here? So most people probably don't know who you are. So what type of MS do you have and how has it affected you?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed about 5.5 years ago. I had experienced optic neuritis and thankfully my vision has come back perfectly since then. But unfortunately, my walking has been a big problem. It's been getting worse over the years since I was first diagnosed. And if I look back even before my diagnosis, I didn't know what was going on, but I certainly experienced some challenges with foot drop. Like if I walked a long distance, my foot didn't work very well. So then since I was diagnosed, I have over the last 3 years, and probably related to the pandemic and not being out as much as I had been previously, and certainly not traveling as much, my challenges with MS have developed in terms of continuing my foot drop as a problem, being able to lift my left leg is a big problem. And my left arm is also affected. So it's kind of like my whole left side of my body is not cooperating at all the time. Like I like it too.
Yeah. And how would you say, you've mentioned a few already, but are there any specific day-to-day activities that you have found have been or were getting harder? So you did mention walking, but what about things like stairs or getting dressed, showering, like the day-to-day things that most people don't have to think about? Was it manifesting as difficulty there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of those things are challenging for me. Like I said, with my hand, sometimes typing is a problem, and that's frustrating for, you know, my work experience. Walking is a challenge. I also have some issues with fatigue, not in terms of needing to sleep a lot, but more like if I'm walking somewhere, I can start out walking a relatively normal pace, and then it, you know, pretty quickly gets to be a very slow process of walking.
And how long would you say you were noticing these deteriorations before you started thinking about, okay, what can I do to help these? Because I wasn't the first person that you reached out to, and we'll get to that in a second. But like, how long had you been noticing these deteriorations before you thought, okay, I'm going to do something about this. Let me search what's out there.
I would say early in the, so just before the pandemic started, I had started working locally with my first physical therapist. And the exercises that he gave me were not particularly specific to what my challenges were, but they were helping a little bit. But then the pandemic happened, and I was very concerned about COVID, as you know, many people were. And so I stopped seeing him in person, and I started doing some online exercises that I could find access to on the internet, you know, of course. And just like the guy that I had been, the physical therapist that I had been seeing in person, they weren't particularly specific to the challenges that I was having. And so they weren't really helping me very much.
So what did you do from there? So how did you start to tweak what you were doing to be more MS specific versus general physical therapy or just general exercise?
So after trying maybe for a year in the pandemic of doing online exercises, I decided to get over my fear of the pandemic, and I started working with some local physical therapists and then eventually occupational therapists. But again, they weren't particularly well-versed in challenges with MS, so they helped. The exercises that they gave me helped a little bit, but were definitely not making major changes in my mobility.
And I'm curious, I actually don't think I've ever asked you this before. Or no, I did, and I do know your answer. I was going to ask you, how did you come into my world? Because most people, usually they found out about like my 5-day strength challenge or my walking webinar or something. But you actually had a different connection. So you reached out to, well, I'm not exactly sure exactly who, but to Newbie, because you were interested in the electrical stimulation.
Right.
And that's kind of how we got connected. But we've actually had Garrett Salpeter, the founder of the Newbie and NewFit, on our podcast before. But can you share a bit about why you went that route, how you reached out, and kind of how we got connected?
Yeah, sure. You are aware I'm a professor, and I was on sabbatical last semester. And I was intent to use that time to have a little bit more flexibility in my schedule to make some progress, stop the deterioration of my mobility challenges. I did that. The first thing I had been trying to see these local physical therapists, and that wasn't working as well as I had hoped. And so I went over to Austin to the Newbie the New Fit headquarters and tried out and eventually rented temporarily a New Fit, a newbie device. And it was Mandy at the clinic there who was great. And she helped me get started with the newbie. But one of the first things she said to me actually before we did any exercises was, Dr. Gretchen is really great. You need to read her book. She has this new book out. And so as soon as I got home, I bought your book and I agreed with her. It was really great. And that's how I got introduced to you and yeah, how I got started working with you. I'm an online person, but I'm not a Facebook social media kind of person. So I really wasn't aware of your content before I read your book. Yeah. So I was really glad that I found someone to refer me to you.
Absolutely. I love that, man. And if you guys don't know who Mandy is, she is amazing. She's the physical therapist, as Jennifer said, who works with newbie and you know, helps you get started and makes sure you're on the right track. She's super, super great. Can you share, since that is a bit about your story and that is how you and I got connected and you were using it for a decent amount of time, can you just share your thoughts on, was it helpful? Because I know when you and I started working together, you were still using it. So for the first several weeks, I believe, if not maybe even the first month, it was kind of a collaborative approach mm-hmm. of newbie electrical stimulation and my functional exercise. So can you just share a little bit about how that was, maybe even what the differences are that you noticed?
Yeah. So I'm glad that I tried using the newbie for a while. I had it for 3 months. And what I liked about it was that it's very intense to use this machine, but I think that translates into, you know, pretty quick forward progress. And so in my experience with the newbie was, it was a lot. It's a lot of work and you have to, it's hard. But I think it really paid off in my case. Looking back at it, those 3 months that I rented it, I can say that it kind of jump-started it was like the first thing I had tried that actually made me feel like I was making progress. So that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I remember asking you that same question when you and I first started working together and you saying that. And I think that's such a perfect way to describe typically how electrical stimulation might help you improve is that kickstarting. You know, it just literally gives that jolt of stimulation to the neural pathways and the nerves that we're trying to use. And it's such a perfect collaboration with functional exercise because, of course, we want those neural pathways to be firing, but we also want those muscles firing with and without the electrical stimulation. Mm-hmm. So you kind of went from just newbie to newbie and my exercises, and then eventually just my exercises. For those that haven't worked with me and maybe don't know at all about the missing link or my type, my version, my program and exercises, can you explain how the work that you've done with me and the exercises and the mindset, how that's different from the physical therapy and other types of exercise that you've tried in the past when looking to improve your symptoms from MS?
Yeah. So my experience working with you, and I tell this to everyone who wants to listen to me about it, it was so great because it was so specific. So I was working with you in this one-on-one setup that you have. And I think one of the first things we talked, the first time I met you, we just talked, but then I sent you some videos of me walking and you developed these very specific exercises based on what you could see in my challenges were. And it was just so completely different than working with anyone else because, you know, like I said, the physical therapist that I saw in town here just didn't know very much about MS. And so they weren't really helping me. The newbie helped, but it was intense and also not quite as perfectly. I only met with Mandy one time in person. And so being able to work with you one-on-one, we met every 2 weeks for 3 months or something like that. I think really just having that attention to detail that you provided me was amazing and really helped me a lot. It helped me both physically, the exercises that I was doing with you, but also helped me stay motivated and enthusiastic about doing exercises, which, you know, normally before all of this, even now I would say I hate doing exercises, but I like doing your exercises because they've helped me so much.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I love that you said that because I think so many people are in the same boat and they don't like exercise. And the only reason they're doing it is because they know it should be helpful and they're keeping their fingers crossed that their hard work is going to pay off. So that was perfectly said. And I'm glad to hear that you're enthusiastic and motivated about it again. Let's just dive into the good stuff. And I think what a lot of people want to know. So what types of improvements have you noticed? And again, Jennifer and I have been working together for just 3 months, which I want to just put out there is in the world of MS, that is not that long. And so the improvements that she's seen, which you're about to hear, is truly just from staying consistent for 3 months. And of course, every person with MS is different, but can you share a bit about the day-to-day activities, the things that you've noticed that are now not as troubling as before we started working together?
So before I started working with you, like I said, the first thing I did was read your book. And you have the 7 steps of walking. And one of the first steps of walking is what I now know you call a hamstring curl, picking up your leg behind you to prepare for taking a step. And I read that. And I stood up and I practiced it. And I couldn't even budge my left leg. It wouldn't even do anything. And that's that is the experience that made me reach out to you and say, this is a problem. Obviously, this is a problem. I didn't even know that was a challenge that I was having. And so I contacted you and luckily you were willing to work with me one-on-one. That's one thing that has changed hugely. So the exercises that you've had me do is practice doing that and other things, of course, but that has made a huge difference. So specifically what has changed is that because I couldn't pick up my leg behind me, I couldn't do a hamstring curl, I would circumduct my leg. I would swing it around instead of picking up my foot. Even when I had my AFO on, I would still swing my leg around. And so I had this very, I'm sure it looked terrible, very unusual gait. And it was exhausting. It was more work to walk that way than walking normally. And so since I've been almost immediately, like in the first 2 weeks of working with you, I was able to more easily, at least for the first few steps, be able to lift up my leg behind me. So walking is prettier and easier and less exhausting. And yeah, and like I said, the change was noticeable almost immediately. It was really very impactful in my life.
Yeah. And I think that's so important to mention too, because sometimes when we're talking about weakness caused from multiple sclerosis, it can come back relatively quickly if those neural pathways are still there. They just weren't working because other neural pathways were stronger and it was just easier to overcompensate. And so a lot of the work that we do initially is trying to determine what neural pathways are there, which ones do we need to shake and wake up so that they start working again, and which ones are maybe not there. So we need to work on the longer game with that so that we can find new neural pathways. And hearing you say that, just your improvements in bending your knee so that you're not swinging your leg around, it reminded me of something that you and I were talking about, which was one of the goals you were working on, which was once your sabbatical ended and you're back to work, where that you were able to walk into work from the parking lot better. Can you explain a bit more about what that used to look like and what it's like now?
Yeah, like I told you when we were working together that I was pretty nervous about going back to campus after not having to be on campus very much during my sabbatical. And yeah, I was nervous about being able to walk the distance to get to my office and get from my office to class. I was also nervous about tripping and falling and embarrassing myself in front of my students or my colleagues and not being able to get up if I fell down. I was worried about a lot of things. But I told you after my first day of class that I was very much unnecessarily worried about that because it was not a problem. I had no problem getting to class, teaching, walking back to my office after class. And that's absolutely because of all the progress that I made while working with you.
Yeah. And I think a piece of that too is that fear. When we're feeling fear and nerves around, oh my gosh, I hope I don't fall, or I hope I'm not looking a certain way, or people aren't looking at me and thinking X, Y, Z, that actually makes us walk even worse, mm-hmm. because then we're on high alert, our fight or flight mode is going. And so I thought that that specific goal that you meant a lot to me, because not only could you do it, and if I remember correctly, you could walk even further. There was one day, I think, where you mentioned you had to walk from the garage to campus instead of where you'd normally park. And that was like three times as far. Yeah. And you could still do that. And you weren't putting as much weight on your cane. And so it's just these day-to-day movements that when they're easier, it also increases your confidence. And when your confidence is higher, you're also going to be moving a bit better. Would you say that that improvement has carried through even since we ended working together?
Yeah, absolutely. I still do my exercises that you gave me as many times a week as I can. I shoot for six days a week, and things have definitely not gotten worse. Things have continued to improve. So yeah, it's really good. You mentioned my cane. I want to talk about that because at the beginning of working with you, you asked me how much my body weight I was putting through my cane, and I was like 100%. I think is what I said. I was really leaning on my cane again because I was swinging my opposite leg out around to get my left leg to take a step. And I'm really proud to report that I carry my cane all the time, but I put no weight on it unless something happens and I trip. So that's made a huge difference. It's much more possible and comfortable to walk.
That's amazing. And one thing that's related to that as well is also on our first day together. So one of the first things that we do is we review kind of where you're currently at, and we set these goals specific to your personal day-to-day life and what you're hoping will be easier. And one goal that we were working on is reducing the amount that you were wall walking or furniture walking, which is kind of related to using a mobility aid, because if you're not at home, if you don't have walls or furniture, you use a cane or a rollator. And so I remember when I asked you, you had said that you were wall walking or furniture walking and just touching things. I think you had said like 90 to 100% of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the end, it was much less. Was it zero even? I feel like it was a drastic improvement. Do you remember?
When I'm feeling good and not exhausted, I am not touching anything when I walk around the house. When I walk around inside the house, and then, like, as you say, I go outside and I use my cane. But I've been able to, in the last couple of weeks, I started going outside every day for a short walk around my yard, which is huge. I mean, I haven't done that in years, and I'm pretty excited about being able to do that.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. My favorite improvements, like, of course I want you to get stronger and lift your leg higher and do all these individual movements, but my favorite improvements to hear about are things like that. Like, you're living your life more, you're going outside for walks in your yard, and you haven't done that in years. Like, that is so powerful emotionally, but also physically. Like, the more you can do that, the more you'll likely maintain or continue improving the things required, like strength and balance, that you need to be able to do that. So that's just awesome. Would you say your mindset has changed at all since you have been noticing these improvements, again, just within those 3 months?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was really nervous about going back to campus. I'm nervous about traveling or doing things like that. And I'm not 100% cured, obviously, but those kinds of things are much more imaginable now. So I can think about, you know, traveling for work and not having to only ever do things on Zoom for the rest of my life. And that's made a huge change in my life, but also, as you say, in my attitude, my outlook for my future. It's really great.
That's awesome. And kind of taking a step back, and this might be a hard question to answer, but do you have any insights as to why you started noticing these types of what I would call massive benefits? These are really, really good improvements. Do you have any idea or insights of why the work that you and I have done has resulted in these types of improvements versus whatever you had tried before, again, with the non-MS specific PT? Does anything come to mind of like a big difference between the two?
So, and I think I've said this to you before, but what I appreciated the most about working with you is your extreme amount of knowledge on the subject. It's just amazing. And one of the things that I I mean, obviously the being able to walk better is changed my life, but also working with you one-on-one and having the ability to ask you, you know, detailed questions about things that you know the answer to, but I have had a really hard time finding anyone online or certainly in person who knows, you know, anything about MS. It really has benefited me in so many ways. So yeah, so thank you for sharing all of your knowledge with me. It's been really great.
Of course. One thing, I just had a flashback as you were saying that there were many, many moments in our work together where I would say, like, I'm so sorry, I'm really nitpicky, but this is what I'm noticing. And those types of things are really important. Like, I remember one, we were working on lifting your ankle to reduce drop foot. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when you were doing that exercise, it was slightly angled. And it's just the smallest of things, mm-hmm. but just noticing something like that, it completely changed an exercise that we were doing. We added a different exercise just based on that really nitpicky thing. Yeah. And I think that's something that, and especially in your case, did end up making a big difference is being so specific.
Yeah, you blew my mind several times when we were, especially in the beginning when we were working together, because I had, you know, we were on Zoom and I had this camera pointed at my foot, whatever. And then you said to me several times, no, you're doing it wrong. Do it this way. You're not doing the right exercise. It won't work if what you're doing. And you were right. And then I changed how I was doing it. And then I started seeing more improvement.
I love that. Do you have any thoughts or final insights for anyone who might be in a similar position to where you were before we started working together? And maybe, you know, they have MS, maybe they're starting to notice more hip swinging or more drop foot, or they're putting more weight through their cane or their furniture or their walls. Is there anything or any insights you can share that might help them, other than hearing your inspiring story, feel like their goals are possible and it is within reach?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not exactly sure how to answer it. Let me think. I mean, one thing I'll say about working with you is I wish I had found you way earlier in my MS story, because it would have been easier to recover my lost abilities if I hadn't lost as many of them along the way before I found you.
What a lot of people don't realize is that physical therapy, specifically MS physical therapy, can be so helpful at any point, even in the very beginning. And if there's one thing that I hear from clients that I've worked with over and over again, it's what you just said, which is, I just wish I found you sooner. Or even if they weren't working with me one-on-one, maybe it's my online program, The Missing Link, that's what they'll say is, I wish I'd found this program sooner. And I just want to remind people that these types of exercises can be helpful regardless of what level you're at. Even if you're very early in diagnosis, or maybe you don't have very many symptoms, doing these types of functional exercises that are specific to the muscles that MS tends to attack the most in the very beginning, as Jennifer just said, can in most cases slow the progression of any type of weakness, or at the very least maintain where you're currently at. So it's really helpful in the beginning. Of course, it can be helpful at any point, but it's never too soon to start doing this type of work, I think. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm a physical therapist, but I think that's a really great point.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll add to that is that a major difference that I found from working with you compared to other physical therapists, both in person and online, so MS people, you know, MS physical therapists online, the message that I got from working with anyone prior to you was, be very careful about tiring yourself out. You have to worry about fatigue. And so you should only exercise, you know, a couple of days a week, and then you should be sure to rest in between. And your program, for me at least, and I think for most people, is really different. Your functional exercises are, you know, functional. And so they're things that you have to do every day anyway. And you encourage us to exercise 6 days a week. And I think that that's a part of what helped me a lot, was having the permission to exercise every day. And yeah, and like I said, that was really different than anyone else I had worked with. So I would do my physical therapy exercises before I was working with you 2 or 3 days a week. And then I'd kind of sit around and do nothing the other 3 or 4 days a week. And that, I'm sure that was not, that's clearly not what I needed to be doing. That didn't help. So.
Of course, everyone is different as well. But yeah, typically, if you are physically able to exercise 6 days a week and maybe 1 or even 2 times per day, or in our case, have certain exercises that are also done throughout the day when you're able to, it can, you know, kickstart the movements, the neural pathways that we're hoping to improve. And not only that, but sometimes we also do need to prioritize because, as we've discussed, you were also doing the newbie. So you have all these exercises from the newbie and then my exercises. And the goal is never to be exercising for like 3 hours a day. Like, we want to consolidate, we want to prioritize so that you're doing the best exercises for you, getting your biggest bang for your buck so that you're not overdoing it. And that's one thing that we worked on in the beginning too, is prioritizing and where is there overlap? How can we make it a bit more functional, which I think is important, especially if you are doing the 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think this has been so motivating, even just to rehear your story and rehear the improvements that you've been making and that you've been able to maintain them. And you're also going out for walks now. It's just so, so inspiring to hear. And that's just for me. I can't even imagine for everyone else listening to your story. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us and your journey along the way. And is there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, I want to put in a plug for a different part of your program that has really benefited me, which is your, I forget what you call it, your mentors, your member mentors.
Yeah, my missing link mentors.
Mentors. That program is amazing because I live in a small, pretty small town. I don't know anyone with MS. I'm not a social media person, so I've been frustrated that I don't have anyone in my life that I can kind of compare notes with. And so you paired me with one of your mentors, and that relationship has been really impactful, I think, for definitely for me, I think also for her a little bit, just to have someone, you know, to compare notes with and have an accountability partner and talk about how great Dr. Gretchen is. That's mostly what we talk about. but I've really benefited a lot from that. So thank you for doing that program.
Yeah, of course. And so for those that don't know, so inside my online program, The Missing Link, you can be paired if you'd like to with a Missing Link mentor. And these are veteran Missing Link members who know the ins and outs of the program. I've trained them personally, and you get to be paired with them. So you work one-on-one together, and they can help you with navigating the program, especially if you're not very tech savvy. But even if you are, like figuring out where to find certain things, how to get started, where to get started, they do help in most cases with a little bit of accountability. They're not necessarily accountability partners, but they absolutely help set your program up so that you can stay accountable. So they have been part of the program for probably about a year, maybe a little over a year now. And we've gotten such great feedback from that. So if anyone is interested in The Missing Link, I'll definitely put a link in the show notes where you can learn more about it. And that mentor program is accessible to anyone inside. So I'm glad to hear that it's been so beneficial for you.
Yeah. It's been great.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for sharing your story, your journey. I know for sure that you are inspiring so many people just by sharing it. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gretchen, for everything you do. I said this before, but you're amazing, and your knowledge and your enthusiasm and your energy is infectious. And I've just been very lucky to be able to work with you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening to today's show. I am so grateful to have you as a listener. If you'd like extra resources, such as a video of one of my seated exercise classes, my favorite core exercises, and the opportunity to ask me your questions, head to missinglink.com/insider. That link will be shared in the show notes along with links to my social media handles. If you loved this episode and think a friend or family member with MS would benefit from listening, please go ahead and text or email this podcast to them right now. Sharing this podcast will help me educate and empower as many MS warriors as possible. Thanks again for joining, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Missing Link Podcast.